What if kittens played the glockenspiel? Folks, and welcome back to a very special episode of What If World.
Hi.
Say the thing. The show where
the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories.
I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and I'm here with Miss Karen, my producer and editor, and the star of our very first guest episode.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for editing my podcast. I do a bad job of it, and you're a lot better at it than I am. So, folks, I would love to just sit here and talk to Karen, but we should probably get a question. What do you think, Karen?
I think that sounds like a great idea.
My name is Layla, and I like dragons, and my what if question is, what if snakes have feathers and birds had scales?
Bye.
Layla, thank you so much for your question. I am really excited about that question because, A, well, you probably know about me. I'm pretty much a big fan of dragons. Karen, what are your feelings?
What are my feelings about dragons?
Yeah, dragons, snakes, birds, the whole shebang.
I really like dragons. I kind of like snakes, but they're a little bit scary. I like the really tiny ones.
Yeah, but what about snakes with feathers? Wouldn't you like
I've
snakes with feathers?
I've never seen a snake with feathers.
Well, it looks like we're going to meet some snakes with feathers, some birds with scales, and, I don't know, maybe a dragon. We're going to try to work it in there. Once upon a time, there was a young woman named Lily, who worked at New What City's premier fashion magazine, Pop and Lock. Now, Lily had a problem, because there was an older woman who ran the magazine. Her name was Anna Summer, and she was looking for the latest trend.
Now, Lily, you said that you were going to bring me the latest in fashion. And all I've got is brown paper bag shoes. Surely that's not fashionable anymore.
But I saw the biggest pop star on the planet wearing them last week.
Listen, Q-Rex wears brown paper bag shoes because he's a dinosaur. You've got to do a little bit better than that. You're a New What City, young lady.
I'm so sorry, Miss Summer. I'll try and do better.
You'd better, because the What Gala is this weekend. And I need the biggest thing. I need to blow everyone's hats off, except not hats, because they won't be wearing hats. They'll be wearing something more popular than that that we invented. Do you understand?
I think so.
And so, Lily left.
Oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I thought that brown paper bag shoes were going to be the biggest thing. Q-Rex is my favorite rap star.
Just then, she walked by What Square and saw a giant ad of Q-Rex hanging out with his buds in the jungle.
I like the colors. Maybe there's something there. Maybe that's where I should be looking, in the jungle.
So Lily rushed down to JF Cat Airport and hopped on the first Stevie Fleasel flying machine she could find all the way to the jungle.
Wow, I'm sure I am glad there was a nonstop flight to the jungle right as I got to the airport.
So she landed conveniently, right outside the nearest jungle. Meanwhile, deep in the heart of the jungle, something was awry.
We're never gonna get respect as snakes if we just slither around on the ground. Look at all those birds up there laughing at us.
Stu the snake was kind of grumpy, even as snakes go.
You bird, get down here.
Me?
Do you see any other birds in the jungle?
I mean, yeah, there's kind of a lot of birds. There's a parrot over there, and there's a cockatiel over there.
Okay, well, you're right. There are lots of birds in the jungle, but I'm talking to you specifically, which is why I would have pointed, except all I have is a tail, so I kind of indicated. Anyway, what do you say we swap scales with feathers.
Do I still get to fly?
Oh, sure, you'll have, like, bat wings or something, probably. I don't know.
What do you get out of this?
I get to have beautiful feathers, like you. But, you get to have armored scales, so snakes and cats won't be able to eat you anymore. Pretty sweet, right?
Do snakes eat me? Should I be scared right now?
Oh, no, I'm definitely going to eat you. That's probably another good reason why you should make this deal.
I guess okay then.
Okay, you've just got to sign this standard jungle swap skin form here.
How did you sign this?
Oh yes, it was very difficult. I used a pen. Here it is.
Okay.
So, with a flick of the pen, Stew the Snake swapped skins for feathers with BB Bluebird. Only they didn't realize the contract they'd signed was in the name of all birds and all snakes in the entire jungle. At that very moment, Lily finally reached the heart of the jungle.
Whoa, it's really dark in here. And loud.
She looked all over the jungle for inspiration. What was gonna be the new fashion trend?
Maybe I could take these leaves and sew them into a really nice dress, or I don't know, I guess they'd get old and kind of gross. Or over there, there's some moss.
Just then, Stew the Snake slithered by, enjoying his fancy new feathers.
Wow, I'm so handsome now. I've never felt so buoyantly vivacious.
What was that? Ah!
All Lily could hear was the hissing. She didn't speak snake language.
You there, human, don't you think I just look lovely, divine even?
What is this? It kind of looks like a snake, but it's so pretty and so friendly.
Exactly. I'm pretty and friendly now. Good thing I took those English lessons.
This would look amazing as like a scarf or a shawl. Anna's gonna love it.
Why are you picking me up? Why are you wrapping me around you? I'm supposed to wrap myself around you. You don't wrap me around you.
I wish I had a mirror because I bet this looks awesome.
All the birds in their scaly new skin were gathering around the forest and looking down as Lily picked up every snake she could find. Without their scales, they weren't really that scary anymore. And they couldn't really do much constricting either. They were kind of just soft and fluffy.
And here's a pink one, and a green one, and this one has stripes.
They were objecting with every hiss out of their mouths, but she just couldn't understand them. And one by one, she stuffed 100 snakes into her luggage.
In order to make space in my bag, I'm gonna have to throw out this Oscar de la Huenta coat, but I think it's worth it. I think Anna's really gonna like this.
So out went her Oscar de la Huenta coat, and a lot of other very fashionable things that we just didn't have the puns for. And Lily hopped back on that plane. I guess it was still waiting for her.
Thanks, Stevie.
Yeah, so you want to go back to the city or what?
Yeah, I have to. I have the latest thing in fashion in my bag.
No way. Let me see.
I mean, it's definitely not going to get caught in customs or anything.
Okay, you know what? I don't want to see it. Let's go.
And Stevie Fleasel, on his flying machine, took Lily all the way back to New Watt City. Meanwhile, the birds were left in the jungle.
Hey, BB, you got rid of all the snakes in the jungle. Nice work.
I'm feeling kind of bad about it now.
What for?
Didn't you hear them all ask for help?
Ah, but they're slithery snakes. They'll be fine.
But they're in trouble. We don't know even where they're being taken. And there's this big thing that's flying in the sky over there.
Oh, said a big toucan. I want to fly after that.
And it spread out its scaly wings and took off after Stevie Fleasel's flying machine.
I mean, Everybody, even if you don't want to go save the snakes, we gotta go after Tony.
You're right. Tony's the coolest.
Yay, Tony.
Yay, Tony.
We'll follow you to the ends of the earth, Tony.
And every scaly bird in the jungle took off after that plane. Of course, birds aren't quite as fast as planes, not nearly as fast even. So before they could get there, Lily had touched down back in New Watt City with the latest fashion trend.
All right, dear. Wow me, what have you got?
Said Anna Summer.
I think it's going to be the next big thing. I'm calling it the Feather Boa.
A name like that'll never fly. Let's call it a Feather Boa Constrictor because it looks like a snake.
I mean, that seems a little, but I trust your instincts.
You know what? I've just figured it out. Feather Boa Constrictor is too long of a name. We're going to call it the Feather Boa, or Boa for short.
That's super great idea, Anna. You're so smart.
I know. That's why I'm the boss.
You know, you can do so much with it. It's great. You can use it as a scarf or a stole. But the great thing is it moves. It has a life of its own. It really adds a third dimension to your fashion.
3D fashion? Now we're talking.
Anna Summer rushed a special edition of the Pop and Lock magazine to print. It had the Feather Boa right on the cover, and 2 days later they were premiering it at the Wetropolitan Gala.
Wow, I look lovely covered in feathers,
said a particularly snooty guest.
Mr. Q-Rex, can I ask what you're wearing tonight?
Yeah, I'm wearing brown paper bag shoes, but now I figure they're not so cool anymore, so I'm gonna put on one of these feather things!
Yay!
Oh, it makes a cool noise. I wanna do a rap for that noise.
Anna, these feather boas look like a huge hit. Congratulations!
Oh, I know, but I can't take all the credit. After all, I had a lot of help from my brain and fashion sense and nobody else.
Lily was standing right beside her and didn't look too happy.
Lily, what are you doing just standing there? Pass out the boas to all of our guests.
Oh, okay. I'm on it, Miss Summer.
Lily went around handing these feathery snakes out to every single guest at the Wetropolitan Gala, and soon they were all bedecked from head to toe in moving, slithering, creeping feather snakes. Q-Rex said,
you know, this, I'm allergic to this, which is weird because I thought I was only allergic to snakes.
Lily started to sweat.
It's clearly a fashion item and not a snake. When have you seen a snake with feathers?
Yeah, you're right. That'd be as crazy as seeing, I don't know, a bird with scales.
And everyone at the gala laughed.
Listen, snakes, I've got an idea. We are too feathery and soft and cuddly and cute and adorable and just plain fashionable to do anything to these people. Right?
Right.
Exactly. So what we've got to do is get down towards their legs. And when they're walking by each other, we all tie together and make like a big tripwire.
That seems overly complicated.
Do you have a better idea?
What do we do in the jungle?
Oh, we eat things in the jungle. Oh, yes. Why don't we just open up our mouths and eat them?
I'm not sure that's a proportional response.
Then, like, legitimately, it's not a better idea.
I'm just saying, sometimes when we want to trap something, we wrap around it and squeeze it. We're already around these guys. I know you think you're too soft and cuddly to squeeze anymore, but nothing's changed on the inside. You just look different on the outside.
Are you saying we can still be feather boa constrictors?
And just then, Stu started to tighten up.
This fella is getting awfully tight around the...
Oh, dear. Anna? Anna? What's happening?
Oh, it's perfectly natural. When fashion is embracing you, sometimes you feel a little...
Lily, what's happening?
I think I have a confession to make.
Crash! All the windows of the Metropolitan Gala suddenly burst inward as a horde of flying birds with scales flew in!
What's this, these birds?
Birds, you've come to save us?
Yeah, I mean, there's a condition to it. We kind of want our feathers back, but we don't think you should be whatever's happening to you right now.
You're right. I don't think we should be whatever's happening to us right now either. Let's do it. And so all the birds from the jungle started flapping down towards the guests at the gala.
Dragons! Superman!
Or his what-if-old equivalent, of course.
And all the little birds were trying to pull the snakes off of the guests and fly them back to the jungle. But, you know, birds are little and boa constrictors are very, very big. But there was one scaled bird who wasn't so small.
Dracomax does not like getting trapped.
I should have seen this coming.
Dracomax had flown all the way into the gala. Apparently, he'd seen these little tiny scaled birds and thought they were baby dragons.
If you Wattropolitans wish to trap my scaly friends, you'll have to get through me first.
Dracomax, what are you wearing?
Oh, it's some Dolce and Leciana. I mean, I actually just swam through some ice cream rivers on my way here.
It's beautiful.
No, I it was a joke. It's really just, I'm covered in ice cream.
Oh, it's all the rage. I can just tell.
I'll take 12 ice creams, please.
Is no one worried about the snakes on their necks anymore?
Oh, Lily, these snake things are so 5 minutes ago.
And Anna Summer took off her feather boa constrictor and threw it on the ground, where it slithered all the way back to Dracomax.
Draco, you have saved us.
What? I wasn't here to save you. I was here to save the scaled creatures.
Draco, you saved us too. I mean, we were trying to save them, but then you came and you did thank you.
And it seems like he saved Lily too.
Dracomax, I'm so glad you accepted my invite. To come here, I knew you'd bring the latest fashion trend.
Dracomax saw all the snakes and birds winking at him a lot. And BB birds flew up to him and started pecking him on the side of the head.
Go with it.
Yeah, of course, Lily. I'm here for fashion.
And Dracomax tried to fly out of the Wattropolitan Gala, but of course, in typical Dracomax fashion, he got stuck inside.
All right, well, take your pictures while all the snakes and birds fly away. Maybe once this ice cream melts, I'll be able to squeeze back out of here.
And all the guests started taking pictures and covering themselves in delicious ice cream.
This is gonna get me on the front page.
Anna Summer walked up to Lily.
Oh, Lily, I don't know how you did it with this fake feather fashion trend followed by the real deal ice cream fashion. You're quite the rising star.
Thank you, Miss Summer, but I couldn't have done it without some help.
From me, yes, of course. I know you're welcome.
She means from me!
And Dracomax breathed ice cream all over all of the gala guests.
Rum raisin is my favorite!
Rum raisin's my least favorite. But this one's pretty good.
And the scaly birds flew all the feathery snakes back to the jungle. They tore up that contract and went back to normal, but You know, a few snakes actually liked having feathers, and a few birds liked having scales. So one by one, a handful of each signed their own contracts and went on living their own weird, crazy, cool lives in the jungle. And every now and then, they'd get a visit from Lily, who finally learned to speak snake and bird.
Stu, Phoebe, it's so good to see you guys.
Oh, Lily, you are such a love. Here, let me give you a feathery hug.
It tickles.
Lily, I'm so glad you're here.
Lily, it's me, Dracomax. Remember me? The dragon? The biggest dragon? Dracomax?
Of course I remember you. You're, you know, the biggest fashion icon in New What City now.
You know what I'm into now?
What?
Wearing paper bags on my feet. It's retro.
The end. Wow, Layla, I hope you liked your first very special guest story. Did you have fun, Miss Karen?
That was a lot of fun, and not at all scary.
Now you know what I go through every week. It is a joy. And Layla, you called twice with two very well-spoken questions, and I hope you really like the story you ended up with. I'd like to thank Karen Marshall, my editor, producer.
That's me.
And guest storyteller. I'd like to thank Craig Martinson for our awesome theme song, Jason O'Keefe for our cool new artwork, and all you kids at home for being you, whoever that you is. Until we meet again, keep wondering.